I've just been talking to Bill Moyers about this New York situation. He suggested I call you. It is roughly this, where it looked during the night last night and this morning as though something might be done. The situation at night, and I've just talked to Lindsay for about the fifth time, is that the union has just upped its ante again. There's no indication at the present point of settlement except at an outrageously high price, by which I mean 8% increase per year for 2 years. Now, Lindsay's inclination an hour or so ago was to try to settle on about a 6% increase a year. I called him back 15, 20 minutes ago to see if we couldn't stiffen his backbone a little and found that it was stiffening. His present thought is that he'll probably just tell them no, the answer is dead no, and go on the radio and television in the morning, tell the city he's just not going to be held up, and give them the details of it. Among other things, he's inquiring as to whether he's authorized to say that I came up there the other night and we talked about this from the standpoint of the national stabilization policy, and I urged that it be taken into account. And I'm almost obligated to give him an answer on that.
Well, I don't like for him to put it in our lap. It's not stabilization policy. It's stopping him. It's 6-8%, isn't it?
That's right. Oh, yes.
He just wants to use us to run out on. He knows what the guidelines are, and I just tell him that he can refer to the guidelines, but he didn't want to be referring to what you tell him how to settle a strike. You're not in on it, because that way we get all the blame, and he's got to. I wouldn't object to him saying that the guidelines provide 3.2, and they've asked for 8. That's how ridiculous they are. But for him to say Secretary of Works has asked me to keep this thing going, not give you what you want. So I rather think we ought to ask the Congress for some action. I wouldn't tell him that, but I rather think it. We ought to seriously consider. I don't know what you do with private utilities like power plants and stuff. But I'm not sure that a utility oughtn't have some form of compulsory arbitration.
How about all of transportation? About 90% of our troubles have been transportation.
What about utilities? The power plant shuts down. I think any public utility ought to be covered. Holland's had an amendment for years. Anybody else could have got adopted, but it was a power company amendment. I don't like to join up with them.
No.
But I do really think that it's inexcusable that they put us, and I think we're going to get it. The answer is I wouldn't want him to be quoting me. I'd say, you speak for yourself, John. Now, if you want to speak for yourself, you say that most of the settlements been made in this country have been in the neighborhood of the guidelines, which is 3-2, and they range from minimum 3 to 4, and that he's prepared to do that. But when it comes to 8, that's a different matter, and leave Wirtz out of it and leave the... He can bring the guidelines in, but I don't want you to get the blame, because tell him you may have to come in there tomorrow or next day or the next day, and I may have to go talk to Quill. And he say, well, you're the damn fella that told Lindsay he couldn't give me what I ought to have. He'll just use you to hide behind, and you may have to go save us all before it's over. That's the position I take with him. But unless you have different feelings.
Well, there's one. No, I don't. There's more than the guidelines involved here. There's the matter of dealing with the most corrupt system for settling labor disputes in the country. That New York situation is rotten all the way through. Unfortunately, some of our friends are involved in it. I think that it is a good thing to back him up in some way or another in taking on that syndicate operation up there. This I've really moved from the guidelines question to the other. We're going to have to break that system somewhere or other.
Well,
we
might break it Wednesday in a message if it's still going.
All right. I got it. Okay, I understand completely.
I wouldn't tell him that.
Oh, no.
I What friends of ours are tied in with the Quill forces that are close to us? Meany?
No. Meany's all right on this, although he's been completely ineffective. Now, the reason he's been ineffective is that there isn't even a phone in Quill's room, and you can't get in there. He's offered to call. No, Meany is all right. Some real question in my mind about how much Bob Wagner participated in writing the script on this. Very, very serious question in my mind about Ted Keel. The mayor is completely convinced, and so are some others, that he's complicated this situation pretty seriously.
Now, is Ted Keel a Wagner's man?
He was a Wagner man. He's been handling these matters for the last, 10 years, something like that.
Well, now, how's he? For whom? For the city?
That's right.
Is this panel appointed by the city?
Yeah, that's right.
Did Lindsay appoint it?
He did. He threw Keel out, threw the entire old panel out at first. And Mike Quill threatened to strike on December 15th, threatened to strike if Keel was not on the board. So he put him on the board. And only for that reason, I think Keel's been undercutting him ever since.
Now, is Feinsinger any good?
Feinsinger is all right, but he's a sick man. He's got Parkinson's disease, and they never should have put him up there. But he's a completely honest, straightforward guy, and so is the other fellow on the panel.
Now, how are we finally going to solve it?
Right now, there's not a good answer. What Lindsay proposes to do in the morning is to suggest arbitration, which they'll reject, at which point we'll have to see if we can find some way of finding some formula that's a little different from arbitration. It'll bring them around. And none of these things will work at this point unless Lindsay just says a flat no on the... on the proposition that's on the table there now. One other part of this picture is that everything had been worked out today to get these people out of jail, under the sheriff's guard, and out of the hospital, and bring them all over to the hotel. And Mike Quill said no, he wasn't about to come out of the hospital or the jail. It's as bad a situation as I've ever seen. It's just straight union corruption, that's all. Complete irresponsibility. But I think I get the pattern.
Why don't you get the best minds you've got that are pro-labor, visit tonight and in the morning to come up, and I'd take a fellow like Morris that's able and tough, and say, what can we do when people are corrupt and when they do things like this, and what is fair? I'm thinking about that old boy drives the bus all day long, and the goddamn noise and the horns blowing in New York. I feel awful sorry for him, and I don't want to denounce him too quick. Guidelines, no guideline. But we just cannot have a city brought to its knees like this. And I don't know whether this young mayor's arrogance helped do it or not, but I think that if we could, that we ought to leak out about tomorrow, or let you come in tomorrow, or the next day, probably Tuesday, and you ought to try to really sit down with, I don't know who the experts are on labor, but somebody like Morse, and some respected man that's out of labor now, but it's been their friends, Senator Cooper or somebody of that type, and find what they've proposed to take care of these emergencies in wartime and in where utilities are involved and things like that. Is compulsory arbitration anathema to the union?
Yep, but we're going to have to face up to it in one form or another. We'll never have a better case than we've got in the New York transit. The country's simply outraged about it.
Well, you better think it out and see what we want to do in the State of the Union. Then you might come in and you might come out and just say that the president's outraged about what's happened. He's asked me to prepare some suggestions, and he wants the city to handle it if it can, and he wants the state to handle it if it can, and he believes in local self-government, and he believes in states' rights. But when local self-government is paralyzed, and when states' rights are impotent, the federal government must protect its subjects. And he's going to ask the Congress to give him a resolution, whatever it is.
What would you think about staking out in the State of the Union message the general proposition or outline, and then say that you're convening that president, your Labor Management Advisory Council, to give you recommendations for the something along this line?
Who is my local advisory council?
It's that 21-man group headed up by Jack Connor and myself.
Labor Management, you mean?
Yep.
Labor Management Committee?
Right.
How is it? Who has the votes on it?
On the labor side, it's Meany, Ruther. Dave McDonald is on it now. Joe Keenan, George Harrison, Dave Dubinsky, Tony Boyle of the Mine Workers. On the management side, it's Tom Watson, Elliot Bell from McGraw-Hill, Stuart Saunders from the railroad, Dick Reynolds, aluminum, Joe Block, steel, and General Franklin from U.S. Lines. The public members are George Taylor, Dave Cole, Clark Kerr from the University of California, Ralph McGill from Atlanta, and Arthur Burns.
That sounds like a pretty good group.
It's the best group you can get.
I think
Henry Ford is on there for management, too.
I think that would appeal to me.
I think that's probably a good one.
Get them a recommendation, but what can the Congress do?
Well, this is... I would think that you'd say that... I don't know just what you have in mind on 14B, but 14B is just to... It's got to be to support responsible unions and responsible collective bargaining. And we've had too many instances recently of another kind. You're asking, you propose to do something about this, indicate that you're thinking in terms of some kind of settlement procedure, and say that you're asking your Labor Management Advisory Committee to make recommendations to you very quickly, which you will then pass on to the Congress. Or that you will then, in the light of what they say, or on after you have received their report, you will suggest to the Congress.
All right, now should we wait till the State of the Union for that?
I think so. I don't know what the pattern of it is.
Why wouldn't you just say that tomorrow?
Could do that tomorrow. Could do it. Get them in the next day.
Who would outline all the issues in the division? Some member of their panel up there? You got one panel already and it can't do anything.
Well, that I was thinking in terms of the broader of a suggestion. I don't think that this group should get into that case. But if you're indicating that you're thinking along lines which will settle cases of this kind, we'd have to work out whatever we're to say or do about the New York case, too. I guess the more we talk about it, the more I think the State of the Union might be the best time for that, rather than to do it in connection with
it. Is he going to hold until then, or Wednesday night? They're going to be in a hell of shape in another day or two, aren't they? Hell, are they carrying on reasonable business up there? Can they do it by cart?
The week was bad. It wasn't too bad. There are these stories about firms going under and so on and so forth. But
is Lindsay acting damn fool, or is he's the hero?
It's a combination. He's trying to play a straight line. His backbone bent. Started to loosen up completely tonight, and then about an hour ago he He bucked up again. He was about to sell out at about a 6% level, 6 to 7%.
And they went up to 8 and got saved.
That's right.
What's New York Times recommending?
New York Times will, here are the figures, 3.2 would be about $30 million. The New York Times, there are other elements in the case, some of them are very real ones, which would mean that the New York Times would sit still until they go to about $40 million. These figures are the cost of this package for a two-year period. Times would hold still to about $40 million. Lindsay,